Good morning and welcome to the Community Council. I'm Dee Ferreira, and it's that time of year again where we get to talk to Pride Industries and we talk about a big event that they have coming up. So if you have a disability, maybe you know somebody who has a disability who's looking for a job, or you're an employer, you're going to want to listen to today's show. Kind enough to join me again is Darylyn Pasdell. She's the VP of Workers Inclusion with Pride Industries. Good morning, Darylyn. So nice to have you back again.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I think it's like 3 years now we've had you on this show to talk about this wonderful organization that you work for, Pride Industries. I know you're right up the road. You're in the Sacramento area in Roseville. Can you give our listeners who may have never heard about Pride Industries the history and an explanation of what it is exactly that Pride Industries does?
I would love to. Pride Industries has been around for 6 decades. In fact, we're celebrating 60 years this year.
Wow.
And it was founded literally in the basement of a church in 1966 in Auburn, California, which is not too far from our headquarters. A group of parents with adults with disabilities saw their children come out of high school with nothing to do. So they pulled together work for them, and they saw the value in work for their sons and daughters when they created jobs. Their first paychecks were celebrated, and today Pride Industries operates in 15 states plus Washington, D.C. And I'm happy to tell your listeners, we employ nearly 4,000 individuals, and just about 2,000 of them are individuals with disabilities.
That is amazing. Now, this is the third year we've had you on. We always have you on this time of year because National Disability Employment Awareness Month is next month. Tell us all about that.
I would love to. In speaking to people over the last year, I realized that often people think it's a new recognition, but the roots actually go back all the way back to 1945. So National Disability Employment Awareness Month was officially established in 1988 by Congress, and today it's led by the United States Department of Labor's Office of Disability Employment Policy. And as I mentioned, its roots go back to 1945, but in 1962, it was updated to include all types of disabilities. And so fast forward to today, it's an opportunity for us to call attention to one of the most underutilized talent pools in the country, that being people with disabilities. And this month, it's a celebration that reaffirms our commitment to all Americans, including Americans with disabilities, celebrating that they can put their skills and talents to work. And it really pays a tribute to the accomplishments of what they can do outside of disabilities. And each year, there's a new theme. This year, the theme is celebrating value and talent.
I like that.
Me too.
Now, the term disability is kind of an umbrella term, right? Covers a lot of people. Can you talk about how unique and varied Pride Industry employees are?
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. They're all unique. They all have experiences that add diversity and a creative energy to what they do. And as I mentioned, each person has a diverse set of skills to offer, not unlike you and I. And people with disabilities are often viewed through the lens of what they're perceived of as can't do, rather than through a lens of their talents that they have. People with disabilities that we employ tend to be excellent problem solvers, giving them the opportunity. They offer a unique perspective on many challenges. And I will say, through all of their unique abilities, one constant thing among them is that they all want to work. They want to become productive, taxpaying members of an inclusive work opportunity.
Do you think a lot of employers say, you know what, we're not going to go that route because then it's going to put more on me to train them and go back and re-explain things to them, when that's the wrong way to perceive this, correct?
It is. We would never match a person up with a job if they didn't have the skills to be successful. But we also offer training. Often there's a steeper learning curve, and we can step in and support that curve. But once they understand their tasks, their responsibilities, what they're being measured on, they're very loyal employees.
Now, you have a big event coming up. It's going to be the third annual I Am Able Disability Job Fair for people with disabilities. Tell us all about that and where it's going to be and when it's coming up and what our listeners should do if they want to go take part in it.
Absolutely. So this is our third annual I Am Able Disability Job Fair. It's a job fair set aside for people with disabilities to be matched with employers. This year, It'll be held on October 14th at the Safe Credit Union Convention Center in Sacramento from 11 to 2 p.m. And it's really nice. We held it here last year. It's accessible by public transportation, so it makes it really nice for people. And whether you're an employer looking to diversify your own workforce or a job seeker looking for a new career opportunity, this event is designed to connect and inspire those two partners. So we have many local employers, colleges, community organizations, vocational agencies, and we all come together to impact this experience to Sacramento and parts of Placer County. The nice part is that it's free. And you can register by going to our website, which is simply prideindustries.com. And in order to be able to put this event on this year, being as large as it is and offering some speaker opportunities, we've had the fortune to have many local organizations sponsor us this year.
Nice.
And I have to shout out to Flagstar Bank and Nugget Markets and SMUD, three of our biggest sponsors. They really are embracing the mission and helping us connect jobs to employers.
Who are some of the employers that are going to be present at the job fair?
So other than those three sponsors, we have 40 employers committed so far, and we have 20 service organizations to assist in the journey. Some of those employers are returning. Some are brand new. Just to speak of a few, I can think of California Human Resources. Cal Fire will be there this year. Golden One Credit Union, Sutter Health is joining us, and we even have Sacramento Regional Transit.
Wow, you have a lot of big employers coming.
We do.
So how do you ensure that this is an inclusive and accessible event for those attending?
So when we began this 3 years ago, our team gathered a committee that included people with disabilities to go out and look at the venue. We continue to do that for our third year running, and who better to ask about accessibility than the individuals who attend the public events. So this team pointed out things like the distance between tables. They helped us with lighting, with noise levels. They've helped us understand how many American Sign Language interpreters we need. They've even helped us with accommodations for service dogs, something we didn't think about the first year, but I think we've got that now.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last year, that was a workaround for you. Yeah. So for people listening, looking for a job that, they have disabilities, where can they go to register and find out more information? And is registration free?
It is. Registration is free. And there's a link on our website, prideindustries.com. And there's a link there for employers as well as job seekers.
So, Darilyn, what would you say the benefits of an inclusive workforce is for our employers that are listening? Tell them how this benefits them.
Absolutely. A disability inclusive workforce is really a strong workforce. I think we've proven that over the last 60 years. But the benefits begin with the ability to attract more talent. The inclusivity boosts employee motivation and engagement. And that's not just from us. We actually have studies that show that companies that hire people with disabilities outperform those who don't. There are studies that share data where companies that employ people with disabilities achieve higher revenue and greater profits. So when you look at people with disabilities, we always see this exemplified tenacity, their problem solving, their perseverance through challenges. And it really works to build both their job skills and personal skills, which adds value to the employer.
Let's look through the lenses of somebody with a disability. Can you talk about the challenges that people with disabilities face when it comes to finding employment?
Definitely. I'll start by telling you that working-aged Americans with disabilities are either unemployed or underemployed. And not only do they face the challenge of not being given the opportunity to interview and show their skills and strengths, but I mentioned earlier, they're viewed through their disability and not what they can provide. So really, it's that connecting piece that's the largest barrier for them. It's having the time to meet with an employer to share what they can do. But we also find sometimes inaccessible or hard to navigate application processes become a barrier. For example, someone who has low vision or is blind can't necessarily go online and apply. We can easily create environments to remove the barriers, and we can become allies to to help remove the fears of employers and help them. But I would say those are the largest challenges.
Now, with Pride Industries, there's a lot of moving parts to this organization. Can you talk about your lines of business with Pride Industries?
I can, and I'm going to repeat myself from the last time we spoke. Our late CEO, Michael Ziegler, has always referred to us as a complex carbohydrate because Pride Industries offers a variety of opportunities to individuals with disabilities. We're an employer of record, and we employ people in three lines of business, which is our commercial facility maintenance. We have government facility maintenance across the country, and we have our own manufacturing logistics and supply point, and we have our own manufacturing logistics and supply chain operation. Additionally, we have the workforce inclusion team, which works with individuals to find their inclusive community employment, so that connection with employers on the outside.
Now, when companies hire a Pride Industry employee, what kind of support does that employee get after getting that job?
So I mentioned earlier that we can be on site to assist with training. We can assist with the whole onboarding piece of a job, the acclimation to new work environment. We've even helped with communication with peers and supervisors. But we also provide personal supports off the job to ensure success. For example, transportation, helping with financial health, scheduling on apps. Anything a person requires that's a little extra, we can provide.
What kind of feedback do you get from companies that have hired Pride Industry employees about the quality of their work and their character as well?
I'm happy to report that we do get good feedback. And one of our most recent was through Thunder Valley Casino in the Roseville area. We provide services in their laundry room, and their manager just recently said he'd never seen a higher performing team in his years there.
That's got to make you feel great.
It does.
So you also offer a free bilingual employment helpline specifically for people with disabilities. How is that accessed? And if you could tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure. This is something that our Michael Ziegler Foundation funds for us. It's a hotline that we're really proud of. It's the first ever employment hotline specifically for people with disabilities. It's uniquely offered to anyone seeking information, not only about employing people, but about seeking jobs. What you can expect when you call the hotline is a representative will listen to your situation, advise you on job services, employment options, maybe even advise you on places to go outside of Pride. They've made the number very catchy and easy. It's the 844-I-AM-ABLE or 844-426-2253.
Now, is that strictly a helpline for people with disabilities looking for a job? Or if there's a business listening right now going, I really want to find out more about this, how do they get in touch with Pride Industries?
There are several ways. Certainly the I Am Able hotline will lead them to the correct place. We have an extremely robust website, which I mentioned earlier, prideindustries.com. We also have another toll-free number that comes straight to our corporate offices in Roseville, which is 800-550-6005.
For the listeners who maybe just tuned in right now and is hearing about Pride Industries for the first time, and we did talk about an upcoming job fair, the I Am Able Disability Job Fair that's happening on October 14th. Can you kind of go back and give us info on that again for people who just tuned in?
Sure. If you're a job seeker, a person with a disability, or an employer looking for the perfect candidate, I'd love for you to join us on October 14th at the Safe Credit Union Convention Center in Sacramento. It runs from 11 to 2. It's a perfect opportunity to engage in an inclusive hiring, not only for the employer, but especially for the job seeker. And the best part for your listeners, registration is free. Just go to our website at prideindustries.com and follow the link.
All right, I'm going to kick the soapbox under your feet right now. If somebody with a disability who wants to work is listening, or someone who knows somebody in this situation is listening, what are you going to say to them?
I'm going to say, call Pride Industries. Let us help you. We've been doing it for 60 years, and we truly understand the importance of jobs for people with disabilities. The best and fastest way to contact us is the I Am Able hotline, 844 844- 426-2253. 2253.
Again, this morning we've had Darylin Pasdell, VP of Workers Inclusion with Pride Industries. Always some amazing information. Give us the phone number one more time and the website for people that are listening.
Absolutely. PrideIndustries.com and 844-426-2253.
All right, Darylin, I tell you every year what a great job you're doing, and I'm going to say it again now. Thank you for everything you do with Pride Industries. And again, this job fair is happening on October 14th. Go to prideindustries.com to get all the information. I can't wait to talk to you again and find out how successful this year's job fair was. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Darren. I appreciate it.